Welcome to The Flash, where we deliver the daily top news with clarity and depth. Today, we explore a trio of topics that are shaping the national conversation and future. We dive into the record low in U.S. fertility rates for 2023, unpack the latest in former President Donald Trump's legal battles, and shed light on an unprecedented indictment in Arizona linked to the 2020 election. Let's unravel these developments together. To kick things off, the United States has seen a significant decline in fertility rates, plummeting to a historic low in 2023. Lester, can you break down the factors contributing to this downward trend?
Certainly, Wendy. The total fertility rate in the U.S. has fallen to 1.62 births per woman this year, a 2% decline from the year prior, marking the lowest point since records began in the 1930s. It's the result of a complex mix of economic, social, and healthcare factors. Women are having children later in life, often prioritizing career and educational advancements over starting a family. The significance of this shift can't be understated, as it reflects changes in personal and societal values.
It sounds like the economic pressures of home ownership, student debt, and childcare costs are also major factors.
Those economic pressures, combined with the uncertainty young people face regarding their future, like concerns over climate change and job security, are causing more cautious planning around family life. Additionally, attitudes towards motherhood are evolving. And in the backdrop of these societal shifts, the Dobbs decision's impact on women, particularly in states with restrictive abortion laws, adds another layer of caution.
Interesting. It seems this phenomenon extends beyond the U.S., affecting global demographics. How might this trend inform policy discussions?
This declining fertility rate poses questions about the future demographic trends, the sustainability of social security systems, and the changing dynamics of American families. It necessitates a reevaluation of policies on childcare, healthcare, and immigration to ensure a balanced and sustainable future.
Moving on, we're witnessing an unfoldment in former President Donald Trump's legal battles. This time, he asserts total immunity from criminal prosecution for actions taken during his presidency. Rachel, could you delve into this unprecedented claim? Certainly, Wendy. This claim relates to his alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results, leading up to the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol. The prosecution argues these efforts constitute a series of crimes, but Trump pleads not guilty, maintaining his actions were legitimate concerns over the election outcome. And how is this playing out at the Supreme Court? The Supreme Court's deliberation on whether a former president can be prosecuted for actions they claim were official acts during their tenure is a critical juncture. It's a fundamental question of presidential accountability that could have implications for Trump's political future, especially with the November election on the horizon. This battle isn't isolated. Trump's facing multiple legal challenges, correct? Yes. Alongside the Supreme Court case, there's an ongoing trial in New York concerning alleged hush money transactions. This period represents intense legal and political scrutiny for Trump. Moreover, the broader national context, including student protests against the Gaza war, reflects the deeply polarized sentiments across the U.S. Lastly, a significant development in Arizona, as 18 individuals allied with former President Trump have been indicted in relation to the 2020 election. Eugene, what can you tell us about this indictment?
This indictment marks an unprecedented step in addressing efforts to overturn the 2020 general election results. These 11 fake electors aim to dispute the election outcomes in favor of Trump by posing as Arizona's presidential electors. It's part of a wider conspiracy that involved fraudulent documents and misinformation, challenging the very essence of democratic processes.
How is this indictment being received, especially with the 2024 election nearing?
Reactions are varied, especially among Republicans in Arizona, who view this as a politically motivated act of election interference. However, it underscores a broader concern over the integrity of the electoral process and democracy in America.
As we conclude this episode, we're reminded of the complex intertwining of demographics, law, and politics shaping our world. From declining fertility rates and the nuances of presidential immunity to the sanctity of election results, each story offers a unique insight into the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand.